News, I'm Ben Thomas. The ceasefire deal in the Iran war already appears to be hanging by a thread. The Islamic Republic has again closed the Strait of Hormuz, this time in response to ongoing Israeli attacks in Lebanon. Sagar Meghani reports the White House is demanding the channel be reopened, and much remains unclear.
The U.S. and its allies have agreed to stop attacks for 2 weeks.
And that is the basis of this fragile truce that we have.
But even as Vice President Vance was talking in Hungary, attacks continued. And even before that, much of the agreement was unclear, with both sides presenting starkly different visions, from the Strait of Hormuz to Iran's missile and nuclear programs. Some points are simply non-starters. At the Pentagon,
we'll be hanging around. We're not going anywhere.
Defense Chief Pete Hegseth says the military will be watching in the background.
We're going to make sure Iran complies with this ceasefire and then ultimately comes to the table and makes a deal.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Israeli strikes hit central Beirut without warning. Lebanon Social Affairs Minister Hanin Sayed tells AP,
"This is absolutely shocking and stunning and absolutely unacceptable. Within 10 minutes, it seems that the Israelis have hit 100 sites all over Lebanon, creating panic all over Beirut and the country."
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 112 people were killed, more than 800 wounded. Still, financial markets reacted positively to the ceasefire news. Oil prices plunged, with both the international standard Brent crude and benchmark U.S. crude settling below $95 per barrel. And stock markets surged worldwide. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 1,325 points, or about 2.8%. The S&P leaped 2.5%, while the NASDAQ was also up 2.8%. But U.S. gasoline prices are still ticking higher. AAA puts the nationwide average above $4.16 per gallon. This is AP News. A guilty plea in a serial killer case that baffled police for years. Julie Walker reports.
Rex Heuermann pleads guilty to murdering 7 women and admits to killing an 8th woman in the Gilgo Beach case. The Long Island architect entered the plea Wednesday in a courtroom packed with his family, victims, relatives, reporters, and police. Heuermann's decision brings finality to a case that went unsolved for years. Authorities say he killed the women over a 17-year span by strangulation. Many of them were sex workers whose deaths received little attention until their remains were found buried together along an isolated Long Island Beach highway. Heuermann faces life in prison and will be sentenced at a later date. At Criminal Court on Long Island, I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.